Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Zone of Contention, the U.S.-Mexico border, is a powerful exhibition going on right now at the Weatherspoon Art Museum in Greensboro. Through photography, sculpture, works on paper, video, and new media, subjects such as migrant labor, the DREAM Act, and border control are being examined in terms of their current social impact. Zone of Contention runs through September 2nd and features recent works by artists from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., including my guest today, Greensboro artist Todd Drake. Todd's exhibit, Help, Hidden Work, Hidden Lives, draws a line from the enslaved to the undocumented, exposing a repeating history of exploitation. It's one man's call to help those struggling for a better life through work and education.
The narratives are coming from the participants, so I'm again trying to use both their story and a strong image to stop the viewer. We're faced with so many images today, and we still are drawn to images, but I've also learned through this whole experience that narrative and story still form our basis of reality. You know, how we view the world is built on sometimes myths, you know, that come from our childhood, from our family history. Worked with a student in Wyoming who said that his father's strong work ethic was, you know, a story that was still guiding him as an adult.
Well, you're a great storyteller. I want you to share one that particularly moved you.
Some of the narratives that moved me most deeply with this project included several given to me by Giovanna. She is a undocumented student who struggled with trying to find a way to further her education after high school. She tells her story through video, and her touching story revolves around realizing that, in fact, she was different from her peers, that she couldn't go on to law school. She later became married and was abused during that marriage, taken advantage of because of her status. She had both a protecting kind of relationship with the police. She asked for their protection, but then they also turned on her because of her status. And so this is a very complex, compelling story, and it makes for one of the most moving moments in the show. You know, we've educated her K through 12, and we've, as a society, said that's important to do. We shouldn't turn away a child from an education. Yet when she graduates, then she's not able really to go on to pursue her college dream. And I know a lot of American citizens are struggling, you know, with that. And we have a lot of wasted potential just because of tuition. But we've really set very conscious roadblocks in front of this community.
For the person who says, you know, we were born and raised here, we're legal, and our son is struggling to get into a college, we're struggling to be able to afford that. Why should this individual get a scholarship, say, this young woman whose parents are not, who are here illegally? Why should they be competing with our son to get that coveted spot in our local college, say?
The dreamer would answer that question with, I'm a part of this community too. You know, I've been here sometimes my whole life. My family has paid taxes. It's a myth that undocumented immigrants don't pay their taxes. In fact, they pay taxes and Social Security, which they'll never receive. How I try to cut through that as an artist is I try to go back to the beginning point, which is we've got to consider everyone in our presence as being fully human. If we start to dehumanize the other, the person that's around us that's not really like us, then the opportunity for abuse really arises.
Todd Drake. His new exhibit, Help, Hidden Work, Hidden Lives, is part of the Weatherspoon Art Museum's powerful exhibition, Zone of Contention, the U.S.-Mexico Border, which runs through September 2nd. You'll find a link to Todd's new Vimeo production of Help on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.